Take your Bible. Again, we're going to continue our series on recipes for the Christian life. And tonight, I'm going to teach on the recipe for a healed nation. The recipe for a healed nation, 2 Chronicles 7. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. A pretty familiar passage. But I want to take it tonight and I want to help you. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, look at verse number 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin. Watch this. And will what? Heal their land. Now, if you'll look at me, keep your Bible opened. We'll use it tonight. Our nation and Christianity is in need of healing tonight. And by the way, not from a virus, but spiritually we need healing. I'm going to explain something to you. It's a military term. To some degree, it might be even, some would call it a psychological term. It's more of a military term. There's something called core belief. How many of you have ever heard that term before? Okay. Core belief is this. When a person is under pressure, when a person's afraid, when a person's being threatened, when a person is totally stressed, at the verge of falling apart, you find out what you really believe. You will act in a way that is what you really believe. Does that make sense to everyone? That is the sum core of your belief system. When you're in danger, you find that out. You find out if you have the courage to stay and fight or you're going to run and hide. So every military person understands that term. Boot camp is a place where they break you down, find out what your core belief is, and retrain your core belief. It is not natural when bullets are flying to march forward. You have to change a core belief. When somebody's shooting at you, it's not natural to head towards it. It's natural to head away from it. And they have to get you to where you are broken down so they can rebuild that core belief in you. Now, our nation, by fear-mongering of the media and our government, is not turning to God. We are finding what the core belief of America and Christianity is today. Everybody doing okay? Americans by the millions are falling to the core belief of what the media and the government says is best. Smile, I love you. These are the same people that you say that you don't trust when there's no crisis. These are the same people making decisions like Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and others. And you want us to believe them now? Why? I'm going to make a statement here. Well, the medical professionals. Yeah. The ones that say coffee's bad for you, then coffee's good for you. Coffee's bad for you. Coffee's good for you. Eggs are bad for you. Eggs are good for you. Eggs are bad for you. Eggs are good for you. The same people. All right? The same people are now telling you panic. Now, listen to me very carefully. Why is it that when we get stressed, well, whatever the government says, whatever the media says, what happened to what does God say? Now, I realize government is there to protect us. Am I for closing down travel in the borders? Yes. That is the wisest thing a president could have done. Bar none, keep people from going where it started and where it's at. I agree with you. I am not an anarchist. I am not anti-government. I'm close to being anti-media. but I'm not. But I do not have a core belief that whatever the government and whatever the media says is true. I have a core belief that what, let God be true, and every man a liar. I have a core belief that I believe what God says over what man or government or some psycho doctor says. Folks, these are the same people that believe we came from monkeys. If you notice in the news today, they started saying, well, we're being able to prove now Darwin's theories are fact because of this virus. This is how they're going to get God out of the out of America. Now watch this. I'd rather fall to what God says and what the Bible says than what our government says any day. Now, listen to me very carefully. God, that's what core belief is. Churches that are shutting down by the millions by choice have a core belief of government over God. I hate to disappoint you. Well, the potential. Do you know that the potential is there for any disease or any virus to pass? This is a virus just like the cold virus. We have not been able to cure the common cold from passing from person to person. You can't prevent a virus. Now, God gives us a recipe in 2 Chronicles 7:14 how to heal our nation. Say, preacher, why don't you appear very panicked? Well, I have a core belief in God. And I want to share with what God says about the situation in which we live today. So let me give you the ingredients and then we'll jump right into this. Five ingredients are Christianity, humility, prayer, seek God's face, turn from your wicked ways. God's recipe to heal our nation is the Christians who are humble and pray and seek God's face and turn from their wicked ways, then will we hear from heaven and God will heal our sin and heal our land. Forgive our sin and heal our land, sorry. So let's dive into these real quick. Number one, God's people called by God's name. Look at 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name. Now, if you are a fan of reading, what do they call those books that theologians write? Commentaries, that's a word. I don't read any, so you can tell I don't. I'll guarantee you. People who write commentaries will tell you, well, because of when this was written, this is in reference to the Jews only, not to the Christian. Well, the name Christian is God's name. Jesus is the Son of God. Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He is all of those. So we are God's people, which are called by his name. The word of God is true, the same yesterday, today. Yesterday, today, and forever. This is written, it's alive, and it's us today. That's why I disagree with looking at the Bible as a history book only. This is not in reference to the Jews. This is in reference to God's people. Amen. And if you're saved, you are a child of God, a son of God. Guess what? We're called by his name. Amen. So this is in reference to Christianity. The problem in America is Christianity being the problem, not the world. I'll make a statement here. The problem today is not the loudness of the bad, it's the quietness of the good. Amen. We have not loved the truth enough of salvation to get enough people the gospel and the truth for our nation to be well. Matthew talks about wherewith shall the salt be salted if it lost its savor. I believe that America has just about, if not are there, gotten to the point where the salt has lost its savor and we're at the tipping point. Christians have acquiesced to liberalism and the world so long that they have almost no credibility. If you are a child of God, then let's act that way.
Amen.
Let's do what His Word says instead of reacting like the world reacts in panic. I refuse to react in panic. Now, you say, well, you're just stubborn, preacher. We knew that long ago. That's nothing new. I am not saying be foolish. But 8,400 people out of 7.2 billion people dying is not worldwide pandemic.
No, it's not.
This is what you may laugh at. I did a study today. I verified it with three different places. 4,400 people a day, 1.6 million people every year die from diarrhea, dysentery. 4,400 people a day. That's where all the toilet paper ought to be going. Good night. My dad'll laugh at this. I sent my brother a text the other day. I said, man, I said, all those houses we toilet papered as teenagers, we could have been millionaires by now. We bought case after case. I'm not talking package. I'm talking big, huge, big box cases, the size of this pulpit almost, of toilet paper. We'd buy 15, 20 of those a summer and throw them on people's houses and stuff. It's great. Man, I could be a millionaire right now. 4,400 people a day die of diarrhea, but nothing said about it. 8,400 people have died in the last 4 months of a virus, and the world's panicking. In 2 days, more people, I almost said are wiped out, die from diarrhea than die from this stuff. I'm not even commenting on that one. Can I tell you something? What is the world so freaked out about? We need to realize that we Christians have the truth. And it's our fault for not spreading the truth more. I've read interviews. I've seen some interviews. I've heard some interviews on the radio. They're interviewing reverends. Well, for the protection of our people, and we're going to be good to our, we're going to acquiesce to the government and the CDC officials, and we're going to shut down our church. Well, bless God, I'm not acquiescing to anybody except God.
Amen.
He said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is.
Sorry.
Now, we need to realize we have the truth, and I hate to tell you, Christianity's lost its salt. Used to be Christians were salty. Now they're just kind of sweet. Kind of nothing. I got to hurry up. Number two. So if God's people called by His name, number two, Christians need to be humble. Live humbly. That means this. We need to rely on the Holy Spirit, not our flesh. A young pastor called me today. He said, preacher, I need you to set me straight. If I'm wrong, I need you to tell me I'm wrong. I said, okay. He told me about a situation. He said, this is what I want to do. I said, you're wrong. He said, you didn't have to say it so fast. I said, well, you are wrong. This is why you're wrong, and this is the principle that you'd be violating. He said, I knew that. That's why I needed to call you. And I said, you love that person so much you want to violate a principle, but you'd be just as wrong as they are. He said, okay, that one hurt. I said, well, it's true. We need to rely on the Holy Spirit and not our flesh. We need to live by the Word of God, not what the World Health Organization says. Do you know who the second largest contributor to the WHO is? China. More money goes to the WHO by China than all but one nation in the world. America. Everybody doing okay? We need to listen to the Holy Spirit more than we listen to the news. And if CNN is on your radar screen, cut the plug.
Amen.
CNN is the capital of fake news. Whatever they say, believe the opposite and you're close to the truth. Literally. You can listen to a press conference by President Trump, look at CNN, and you'll say, that wasn't the same speech I just heard. It is total opposite. Some of the world listens to the media more than they've ever listened to God. Why are they out buying all the toilet paper? Because the first reports were, you need to go out and stock up on toilet paper and cleaning supplies. Those were the first reports. Go buy toilet paper. Snow's coming. Go buy milk. Go buy eggs. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Go buy water. Y2K. Everything's going to crash. Get all your money. Store up on fuel. Get a bomb shelter. You're not going to get any food. Your computer's going to go back to the year 1900 and it's not going to work. They didn't have computers in 1900. It wouldn't have known the difference between 1900 and the year zero. It wouldn't have mattered. Now, because we know the truth and have the truth does not mean that we're better than anybody else. We're still sinners. Now, there's part of me that wants to laugh at people. That's normally. But I'm not to look at myself as though I am above them. I am no better than they are. I'm a sinner just like they are. We have no right to look down on anyone, but it also does not mean that we need to become like them. Don't get all wound up if people are afraid to come to church. Let them panic. Try to convince them of the truth, but don't look down at them. Live humbly. Could be you next. And some of you are okay with church, but you might think going soul winning is a bad thing. Well, I'm not going to look bad at anybody. I don't make anybody do anything. I'm just telling you, we're not changing anything. I'm not going to quit running the bus. You say, why? Because those people need Jesus too. They need church too. They're part of our church also. But you can have all that you want, but it's not going to change the fact we're going to do what God said.
Amen.
Number three, we need to pray. Notice this is the Christians, not our country. If my people, which are called by my name, humble themselves and pray. That means this, we need to learn how to talk to God, not demand of God. Sometimes we need to, instead of telling God what he needs to do, maybe we ought to ask him how we ought to handle something. Sometimes God's not allowed to have control of it. Sometimes God chooses not to have control because he's letting the devil have control till at least seven more years after the rapture. Didn't look out. You see, sometimes we want God to remove something and he cannot or he will not, and we need to learn how to handle it. God rarely changes world events. He helps us go through them. Let me say that again. God rarely ever changes world events, but he will help us go through them. He did not change the fiery furnace for Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, but they went through it. He did not change the lion's den for Daniel, but he did go through it. He did not change the wilderness for the Jews, but he helped them through it. He didn't even change the Red Sea. He just kind of parted it back down the middle and let them through. He didn't change Calvary for Jesus. You see, we need to ask God for biblical things that we need for these times. In other words, how about we pray and ask God for wisdom? How about we pray and ask God for boldness to witness and to stand for truth? How about we pray for direction and calmness? Man, this old world's really freaked out, aren't they?
Yeah.
There's not enough chill pills in the world right now. Maybe we need to pray and ask him to help us continue to obey him and quit cowtailing in fear. How about we learn to depend on him and not government? I'm not telling you that you will not get sick. I'm not going to tell you that people around us may not get sick. I can't tell you that any day of the year. The survival rate of this is much higher than most things. You got a better shot at this than you do cancer. You got a better shot at this than you do strep throat. More people die of streptococcus than they do of this. You got a better shot at this than you do Montezuma's revenge. For those of you younger than probably 40, that's dysentery or what I talked about earlier, right? Folks, we don't realize it's the Christian's fault. I don't blame the White House. I blame the church house. I'm not afraid to say this tonight. When you drive home, blame all the churches that did not have church tonight, did not preach truth tonight.
Good.
Not just because of a virus, but some of them don't have church any Wednesday night. It's time to quit playing Christianity and be salty Christians. Number four, seek his face. I love this. That means this. Get in his word and learn his word and make his word part of your life. Change your core belief. Turn to John chapter 5. John chapter 5. Look at verse number 38. John chapter 5, verse 38. The Bible says this. And ye have not his word abiding in you, for whom he hath sent, him yet believe not. Him ye believe not. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. God says, search the scriptures. 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. How can we seek his face? He gave it to us. It's right there.
Amen.
We ought to be not only reading the Bible, not only learning the Bible, but we need to be practicing the Bible.
Good.
It is not how much you know, but how much are you living. Listen to this very carefully. God always gives instruction in times like this for his people to stay safe. Did you ever notice God always protects his people during tragedies, cataclysmic? I didn't say all of them, but the mass majority. And usually the ones that aren't are the ones that didn't pay attention. Kind of like the guy when the flood was coming, he said, I'm going to stay here till God moves me. Well, he ended up first floor being flooded, so he went to the second floor. Second floor started flooding, so he went on the roof. People are coming by in boats, and he said, no, I'm staying here till God comes and gets me. A helicopter came over, and he's on top of the roof. And he said, no, I'm staying here till God comes and gets me. And he dies and goes to heaven. And he said, God, why didn't you come help me? He said, I sent boats and I sent a helicopter. How come you didn't leave? That's the way many Christians live their life. And we can laugh at that, but that's more true than we know. You see, it's usually not God's word rarely says obey the CDC or the government. Now, I'm not saying that all of the CDC is bad and what they've done is vile, wicked, perverted, and there's a conspiracy. No, there is spiritual wickedness in high places. The devil works by those entities. But as I said earlier in my announcements, a disease like this, a virus like this, does not get tracked around the world for a few thousand cases. Sure. This is a planned thing by multiple governments. I'm not a conspiracist. But you don't track worldwide 200,000 cases of a influenza virus. I did it this week. You can look on a can of Clorox wipes. First virus that it kills, human coronavirus. Same thing on a Lysol can. Why is it COVID-19? Because there's 18 other strands. We've been battling coronavirus for decades and decades and decades. It's related to the rhinovirus. It's no different than a regular cold and influenza virus. This strain hits those who are elderly and who have weak immune systems with their lungs. That's it. 6,600 of the 8,400 deaths are in three countries: China, Italy, and Iran. Why Italy? Italy is the halfway point between China and North America, and the Chinese bought up about half of Italy, and that's where they go to meet people from North America because it's the halfway point. That's honestly why it is. That means this: out of the other 153 countries with it, there's only been 2,000 deaths. There's been less than 100 deaths in America as of earlier today. Now, folks, that's real numbers. Real numbers are this: you have a 0.0002% chance of getting it. That's 2/10,000ths of 1%. That's pretty low, just so you know. Really low. We need to seek God's face. God gives the rules of hygiene in the Bible that cares for all this stuff. Wash your hands. Don't pick your neighbor's nose. Make sure you're clean. If you cough, cough in your arm. If you're sick, don't cough on somebody. There's rules of cleanliness all through the Bible. That's why God told people, look, that's why God had the first septic system. He said, bury the stuff. Don't leave it lay where you got to walk in it. It'll get everybody sick. If people got sick in the Bible, they quarantined them by moving them out of the camp, moved them out of the city till they were well, till they came back in. It's all through the scriptures. If we would just do what the scripture says. They didn't prevent everybody, just those that had it. You are now seeing this, and if you'll listen to them, they're telling you what they're doing. Well, we have the potential. Okay, now we're looking at potential. Let's judge everybody based off potential. Well, everybody, how many of you still have an appendix? Raise your hand. Oh, did you know you have the potential of that thing bursting? Maybe we ought to all go get it removed tonight. You have more chance of your appendix bursting tonight than you do getting this stupid virus. You say, preacher, I don't think you're taking it seriously enough. I think you're taking it too serious. Amen. You're listening to the government and the media. Number five. Turn from your wicked ways. I love this. I was researching this not long ago. The word turn from is not the word repent. The word turn from means return to the starting point. Recall. To fetch home. God says, turn from your wicked ways. Go back to when you did listen to God and started giving up things in your life that you should not do. Ouch. When you were a sensitive Christian to the Holy Spirit that said, ah, you shouldn't do that. Ah, you ought to give that up. Up, turn from that. Don't do that. Go back to that point in your Christianity, not where you are now. Quit trying to explain away how spiritual you are that you can do this. Turning from your wickedness doesn't mean I'm strong enough to handle this. God wants us to go back to where we listen to Him about right and wrong and not how we see or how we feel something should be. Look at all the things in your life and see what God would clean up. I have six things I wrote down. I'm not going to look at you. I'll read them. Social media, music, your language, relationships, video games, entertainment. Those are only six things. What in your life should you go back to the point where you started changing? There was a time some of us have done things where we said we would never do those things. So where are you now? Oh, I can do it. I'm strong enough as a Christian now. Oh, you are. When did right and wrong get based on how strong you were? We need to make sure we don't do business like the wicked people do business. Folks, this world is nasty when it comes to business. Dog eat dog, step on everybody to get more money for me because I'm greedy. It's about time we Christians have some ethics and do things the right way. We need to keep living and doing right no matter how bad it gets in this world. Boy, there's so much I want to say tonight. I'm going to finish here. America and this old world are on the verge of the salt having lost its savor. Now it's time for us to stand up, not back down. It's not time for Christians to hibernate. It's time to come out of the woodwork. It's time we take a stand and try to save this nation a little longer, because I'm here to tell you, if not, it's over. And it could get a whole lot worse before it gets better. So, God's people who have humbled themselves, that pray and seek God's face, turn from their wicked ways, if they will live that way, if they'll do all five of those things, they keep this mixed together in the heat of battle, in the face of opposition, God says, first of all, He'll forgive our sin. Then He said, He'll heal our land. I'm not blaming the Sodomites for America's trouble tonight. I'm blaming Christianity. I'm not blaming the liberals tonight for America's troubles. I'm blaming Christians. It's our fault. I'm blaming preachers with wet noodle spines who are afraid to preach the truth. A fellow called the church Sunday morning looking for a King James only church. He came Sunday morning with his son, went home, called back Sunday afternoon, thanks us. He said, man, this is what I've been looking for. He said, finally, somebody's not afraid to preach the truth. Matter of fact, I think he called it hellfire damnation preaching. I was nice on Sunday. Come back on one of them rough ones. Look out. Now, wait a minute. The world's looking for it. They're starved for it. This is on us Christians. It's time for us to get our salt back, because if not, it's over. Now, Jesus is coming. I know we're a day closer than we were yesterday, but I think it's closer than it's ever been. I really believe this is either a dry run of the Antichrist or this is it. It's one or the other. I can't tell you how strongly I believe that. It's nothing to be afraid of. Folks, the worst thing happens is we stay. Wouldn't it be great before Sunday we go up in the rapture, blow this popsicle stand and be done? But if not, how about we be here? How about let's go soul winning? Let's tell somebody about Jesus and take as many with us as we can. A lot of people are going to be afraid of it. I'll just go ahead and say a little theory of mine. This isn't Bible. But I can see how the Antichrist could use a virus like this in a worldwide quarantine to get rid of the Christians in a rapture and explain it away. Oh, they all died. And then all the graves that are kicked open, well, we had to mass bury them, so we grabbed whatever graves we could. Oh, what about the spaceships? That's 1970s thinking, folks. Nobody believes in spaceships and aliens like that. Just so you know. But I could see how all this quarantine business could cause the Antichrist to be able to say, all those people that died, those Christians that died, they died of the virus while you were in quarantine. We had to bury them. The government had to bury them. And now that there's so many people gone and the world's bankrupt, look at the stock market, we have to fix the world economy. So let's fix everybody's economy all at one time. How often in the last few years have you heard global this and global that? You got de Blasio that wants to nationalize everything. Now, folks, we better be ready. We ought to be living like we should, because next step you take might be out of this world. That's what the Bible's talking about. I'm not telling you this is it. I'm telling you I can see how this could be it. And I believe it's at least a dry run. Every head bowed, every eye closed, I'm done. You want to heal our land, then it's time for us Christians. It's not the world's business, it's our business.